Before reporters had access yesterday, one key member of the National Wildlife Federation did see the site. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
According to eyewitness accounts, the underground Pegasus pipeline carrying thick Canadian tar sands crude sprang a leak so fierce oil gushed as high as 3 feet into the air, releasing more than 5,000 barrels of oil. Before it was fully contained, an unknown amount of it had flowed into the local watershed. ExxonMobil worked to contain the spill, which took place about a half mile from Lake Conway. But Clarendon, Arkansas attorney David Carruth, who is vice chair of the National Wildlife Federation Board, said the ecosystem is likely impaired.
If you imagine where Wario Creek comes into Beaver Lake, well, where the creek turns into lake, they're calling that a cove. The one thing they have going for them being the Exxon cleanup people, is that that cove has a state highway, Highway 89, running across it. And it's basically dammed up except for two 48-inch culverts that run underneath the road to keep the water level equal on both sides. So the oil that's flowing from the neighborhood into the storm drain into a creek, an unnamed creek, that then runs into this cove. And oil has made it clearly up in the cove. It's dispersed out into the cove.
When Carruth first showed up to assess the damage, he was told by Exxon he could not investigate. He challenged their authority, asking to see any orders. And Exxon let him pass. Guided by a homeowner, Carruth was led to the cove.
We physically saw a couple of ducks that were covered in oil. They were able to get back into the water, but they couldn't fly, and they were having trouble swimming. We saw a few songbirds that were coated with oil and some cormorants as well. So it's far more extensive than Exxon is leading the people to believe as far as damage to wildlife now. That doesn't cover any damage to aquatic life. I know we spoke with a game and fish gentleman and a contractor who were picking animals up, and he had also collected several snakes, some venomous, some non-venomous, and he was commenting to us that he was having trouble finding people to help him clean the venomous snakes, cottonmouths and copperheads. He said he had about 10 or 11 in a trash can with the top sealed down, trying to find out how to clean the oil off of them. So snakes were getting involved, turtles, several turtles, quite a few turtles, frankly, trying to run from the oil. As far as fish, we didn't see any dead fish, but you could distinctly see a sheen of oil out across the cove, and there were tar balls and blotches of oil scattered along the bank of the area that we walked along.
A licensed Arkansas wildlife rehabilitator was a first responder early last week. Exxon contractors later established a rescue rehab site. Arkansas Game and Fish Commission are also on hand. The number of affected wildlife has not yet been documented. ExxonMobil workers are working to mitigate oil damage in the cove by building a series of berms, says Carruth.
Ironically, though, they are pumping water out of the cove into Lake Conway. And given the nature of this oil, if any of it, what I suspect they did, and I can't confirm this, but it'd be interesting if the reporter would ask them, is they probably are putting dispersant in that oil. And if they are, it's going to do like it did in the Gulf. It's going to sink. And I suspect, seeing that they're digging a trench out in that cove, they're trying to dig a sump for the oil to fall into. In other words, put dispersant on it, let it flow on into the cove, drop into that sump, and then either leave it there or try to get it out or whatever they do later on. But the bottom line is they know it's in the cove, it's going to be in that cove, and either they're going to have to seal that cove off completely from Lake Conway, or eventually water's going to have to come out of the cove and go into Lake Conway. And since it's part of the watershed, they're either going to have to pump water out like they've been doing, or they're going to have to open those pipes back up or something. Bottom line is, there's going to be oil in Lake Conway. I don't think there's any question about it.
The Arkansas Attorney General has ordered Exxon to provide documents detailing the scope of the damage by Wednesday. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.